So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Oh, for crying out loud. Hello, who do you want to talk to? New Kylie? Just a second, I have to find out which hole to plug in for him. New Kylie, Kylie, New Kylie, 5x4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, Mr. Kylie, I got a call for you. Oh, Mrs. Wilson? I'm sorry I disturbed you, but according to Mrs. Douglas' plug chart, you're supposed to be new Kylie. Well, don't complain to me. Complain to Mr. Douglas. He owns this dingbat company. No, he's not here. Well, where do you think he'd be this time of year? He's out in the field squeezing his tomatoes.
Mr. Douglas.
Hi there, Mr. Kimball. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to ask you...
Yeah, be with you in a moment. Agent Kimball calling headquarters. Agent Kimball calling headquarters. You're coming over loud and clear. Well, not clear, but loud. My present location is, whose farm is this, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, boy.
The old boy farm. Any instructions? Yeah, your transmission understood. Over and out. Yeah, the chief installees and all the county agents' vehicles so we could keep as many as beck and call. Which reminds me, did I call Beck today?
I'm sure I don't know.
You see, the chief's on an efficiency kick. I don't mean he goes around kicking people in their efficiency. I mean, trying to put some snap in the boys. Whoops. Time to check in again. Say, do you see a microphone around here? Oh, you had it. Well, you better watch it. This is official equipment. Agent Kimball calling headquarters. I'm presently at, where am I?
Ofer.
The Ofer place.
Mr. Kimball, I...
Over and out. Modern communication's a wonderful thing. Yeah, back in the old days, if I wanted to get in touch with the chief, I'd have to stop, get out, light a fire, send up a smoke signal... Hope the Indian secretary was looking out the window. Yeah, those days are gone. Except for the Indian secretary. Chief still keeps around Apache's canoe.
Well, there's nothing like having your own canoe patch.
Yeah, he's impressed by those status symbols.
Mr. Kimball, I'd like to ask you a question. When do you think these will be ready to pick?
Depends upon what they are. Yeah, the radishes, you should have picked them 3 days ago. If they're crab apples... Yeah, it's too soft. And if they're peas, geez, they're the wrong color.
These are tomatoes.
They are?
Yes.
Oh, yes, they are. Well, Mr. Douglas, you've done it again. I don't know what you've done, but you sure have a lot of them.
I resent your sarcasm. Just tell me when they'll be ready to pick.
Oh, 4 or 5 days. Yeah. I'll drop by then and see how many pickers you're going to need to help you. Then all I have to do is... Get on the horn, call the picking pool and say, send 10 pickers to the Ofer place. And those pickers will be here just like that. I think I got something wrong with my snapper.
That's not the only thing you've got something wrong with.
Oh, it's working again. Yes, sir, thanks to modern communication, you can have your pickers here just like that. It's broken again.
Mr. Kimball, when I need the pickers, I'll telephone the pool myself.
By the time you get that dingbat telephone company yours to work, I could call the pool 10 times and say, send 20 pickers to the Ofer place. And those pickers will be over here just like that. Oh, God. You don't know a good snapper repairman, do you?
Mr. Kimball, I resent your implication that my telephone company is not giving good service.
Oh, it's not my implication. It's the chief's. You see, he got in a lot of trouble with his wife the other night because there was no one at the switchboard when he tried to call and tell her that he had to stay late at the office to have his canoe patched.
Well, you tell the chief that the telephone company is now functioning normally.
Oh, you got an operator?
Yes, Eb is at the switchboard.
No, he's not.
Eb, what are you...
I quit. You hired me to be a hired hand, not a hello girl. All my friends are calling up and trying to make a date with me. You know how fellas are with telephone girls.
You mean to tell me there's nobody at the switchboard?
Don't worry. I put it on automatic pilot.
Automatic?
Yeah. I plugged everybody into everybody else. If anybody wants to talk to anybody, they'll just have to take pot luck.
Eb, I depended on you.
Oliver! Oliver! Lunch is ready.
Oh, as if I didn't have enough trouble.
What did you say?
He said he's got enough trouble without getting heartburn.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice thing to say after I went to all the trouble making you chicken noodle soup.
I'll be right there. Would you like to stay for lunch?
I sure would.
I am talking to Mr. Kimball.
About what? Oh, lunch. Yes, I... Yes, Chief? Right away. Yeah, I guess I'll have to skip lunch. Got to get back to headquarters. There's an emergency. Chief just put his foot through his canoe again.
Through his...
Yeah, looks like we're in for another long night of canoe patching.
Eb, either you're going back to the switchboard
Oliver,
or...
Oliver, lunch is ready.
I'm coming.
What were you yelling at Eb about?
He left the switchboard. There's nobody at the phone company.
Well, what difference does it make?
Lisa, I took over the phone company to prove that I could give the valley good phone service.
Well, now that you prove that you can't, why don't you forget about it?
I'm not about to. It's important for the farmer to be able to call for what is that?
Hot water soup.
Hot water soup?
Soup made out of hot water.
Just plain hot water?
What else you put in a hot water soup?
Might put a bouillon cube in it.
Why, then it wouldn't be hot water soup.
You said you were going to make chicken noodle.
Well, it isn't my fault. It's the chickens. I looked at every one of them and none of them had noodles on them.
Lisa, you don't...
All they had was feathers. And I didn't think that you wanted chicken feather soup.
No, they might tickle my...
Drink your soup while the water is hot.
Nobody in their right mind would drink hot water soup.
I'm sorry I kept you waiting. I'll... Oh, boy, hot water soup!
Nobody in their right mind would,
That's what I said, and there's your living proof. If you call that living.
Golly, I always say Mrs. Douglas makes the best hot water soup in the valley.
You like it?
Oh, yeah. It's finger-licking good.
Fine. We'll put some in a Bowser bag for you. You can drink it while you're at the switchboard.
I'm not going to run the switchboard.
Just till I find a regular operator.
No, sir.
Eb. Hold up.
That's a switch. He usually says, what the?
I guess he's in more of a who the mood today.
Yes.
Howdy. I'm from the picking pool.
The picking...
Yes, sir. My name's Hootha. Harold Hootha. I got your pickers on the truck.
The pickers? What the?
No, Hootha. Harold Hootha. I can only get 12. I'll bring the other 18 over later.
18? No, there's been some mistake.
Mistake? No, Kimball called in for 30. See, it says right here, 30 pickers.
Oh, for...
That's right, the Ofer place. You, Mr. Ofer?
Yes, Oliver Wendell Ofer. Look, I don't need any pickers till next week.
But it says today, Mr. Ofer.
My name is not Ofer.
But you just said Oliver Wendell Ofer.
I was being sarcastic. My name is Douglas.
Oh, Douglas Ofer.
Look, let me try to explain. Mr. Kimball was showing me how the shortwave radio works, you see. So he picked up the microphone and he called and said, send 10 pickers over to the Ofer place. But he didn't really mean to the Ofer place. What he meant was the microphone was supposed to be on. And he...
Hello there.
Oh, this is my wife.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Ofer.
Who is Mrs. Ofer?
You are.
What about the pickers, Mr. Ofer?
No, I told you that was a mistake. I'll call Mr. Kimball and... I can't call Mr. Kimball. There's nobody at the switchboard.
Well, there's no hurry. We get paid by the hour. It's your money, Mr. Ofer.
Oh, I have no intention of... Wait a minute. Anybody on the truck here know how to operate a switchboard?
See?
Who the...
Yes, sir?
No, I mean, who said that?
Oh, that's Carmelita. Carmelita, would you come on down here, please?
See? Where is this? Hello there. I am Mrs. Ofer, and this is my husband. Are you still using the same name?
Young lady, do you know how to operate a switchboard?
Si. Sí.
You've run one before?
Si. Sí.
You speak English?
Si, sí, I talk a bunch of English.
She used to pick bananas in Guatemala.
Miss, you, I don't think you can really handle the job. You see, your English isn't...
What's wrong with it? When I first came here, I used to speak worse English than she did, but in Hungarian.
Lisa...
Just because a person isn't born with a silver tongue in their mouth doesn't mean that they can't learn.
Lisa...
When your father first came to this country, he couldn't speak English.
My father was born in this country.
Speaking English?
Well, not right at the start,
well, then
but...
she can do the same thing.
Heb!
I'm not gonna run the switchboard.
Oh, you miserable...
Well, I guess that leaves you with your feet over a barrel.
Whatever it was you said, I guess it does. Well, Carmelita, you got the job. I'm stuck.
¿Qué? ¿Qué quiere decir stuck? Az azt jelenti, hogy fel kell a magát vegyem, mert nincs senki más, you understand?
No voy a tener batallar este verme pago.
Oh, nem, nem, mindenkinek mindig fizet, okay?
Oh, desde cuando...
Oh, hold it, hold it, hold it! You're talking Hungarian and she's talking Spanish and you understand each other?
Of course.
Oh, it's impossible.
Oh, now you're against the United Nations.
Who said anything about the United Nations?
¿Por qué está en contra de United Nations?
Én nem tudom, ő mindig valami ellen van. Ő egy protester.
Protester? Buenos días, this is your Hooterville operator. Who you want to talk on? Mr. Ziefel, one moment, por favor. Hey, Mr. Ziefel. Two over and three down.
Uno, dos. Uno, dos, tres.
Hello?
Mr. Ziefel?
No, this is Sam Drucker.
Oh, well, I'm calling Mr. Ziefel.
Oh, you have the wrong number.
No, I got the right number. You got the wrong phone.
I think you made a mistake.
Hang up. I'm going to pull you out. Hello? Would you like to talk to Mr. Drucker? I know where to plug him. Oh, you're sticking with Mr. Ziefel. One moment, por favor. I will have to check with El Presidente.
What do you want to do with the picking boxes?
I want to put a couple at the end of each row so that when the pickers arrive, they'll save time.
Well, you go right ahead. I won't get in your way.
That's very nice of you, but you're going to do it.
Why does it always work out that way?
Because you're the... That darn phone. Lisa! The phone is ringing. Answer it!
I can't. I'm in the shower.
In the...
Gosh, I hope she doesn't use up all the hot water. I'd like some more soup.
Look...
get it?
He'll be right there.
I'm still ringing El Presidente. I am sorry. The only way you can get through to Mr. Ziffel is through El Presidente.
Hello there. I was wondering when you're going to show up to answer the phone.
What are you doing taking a shower this time of day?
No, he's a boss monitor.
Hello?
El Presidente.
What?
This is Carmelita. Is this Presidente Ofer?
My name is Douglas.
Oh, I don't think it would look right for me to call El Presidente by his first name.
What's your problem?
I have a call for Mr. Ziffel, but I don't know where to plug him in.
Well, look at the chart my wife made.
I did, and it says Ziffel is a 2x3. But that's not Mr. Ziffel, that's Mr. Drucker.
Try 3x2.
Si, Presidente.
And stop calling me.
Hang up, I'm gonna pull your plug.
You can take the shower now.
I don't want to take a shower.
Well, then why did you tell me to get out?
To answer the phone.
Well, you already answered it.
Forget it. I got to finish laying out the boxes for the pickers. Lisa, will you answer that? What did you get back in the shower for?
You didn't want to take one.
Oh, sir. I'm coming. Hello?
El Presidente?
Si.
I tried the 3x2. He's not Mr. Ziffel. He's Mr. Miller.
Look, I'm trying to get ready for the pickers. Can't you figure it out for yourself?
Don't holler.
You told me you knew how to run a switchboard.
You think you could run the board better?
You're darn right I could. Hello? 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 Oh, you're miserable.
What happened?
I think Carmelita quit.
What now, Presidente?
Well, I'll tell you what now. I'm going to get rid of that phone company once and for all.
You want to run this as a full-page ad, Mr. Douglas?
That's right.
Oh, God, nobody ever run a full-page ad in the World Guardian before. It's too expensive.
How much?
Cost you $8.
$8?
Well, everything's going up.
That'll be okay.
Let me see if I got the wording right. For sale, Hooterville Telephone Company, no reasonable offer refused. Contact Oliver Wendell Douglas, post office box. Wouldn't you rather put your phone number in the ad, Mr. Douglas?
How's anybody going to call me? I closed the office.
You mean the phones ain't working?
I'm afraid not.
Well, doggone it, Mr. Douglas. You know what you've done? You've cut Hooterville off from the world.
I doubt if they'll miss it.
But this is the heart of the picking season. People need their phones.
Mr. Drucker, I'm sorry. I did the best I could. I've got my own farm to run.
Howdy, gentlemen.
Ah, there, Mr. Haney.
Mr. Douglas, you want this ad set in?
Mr. Douglas, I wonder if you'd mind if I cut in here for a moment. It's very important.
Go right ahead.
I want to take out a full-page ad in the World Guardian.
You too?
Is somebody else taking out a full-page ad?
I am.
Oh.
What do you want in your ad, Haney?
Telephone company wanted by big spender. Money, no object.
Mr. Haney, I know this will come as a big surprise to you, but I'm taking out an ad to sell my telephone company.
You have a telephone company for sale?
I knew you'd be surprised.
I didn't expect such quick results from my ad.
Mr. Haney, I'm looking for a serious buyer.
Well, now, would I take out a full-page ad if I wasn't serious? Shall we get down to the dickering?
Just a moment. If I were to sell it to you, would you promise to give the Valley efficient, conscientious service?
Mr. Douglas, I promise to give it my full time and attention.
Well.
Now, about the dickering, how much?
$500?
It's a deal.
Well, The keys.
Thank you. Now, where's my $500?
Your $500? You're supposed to pay me.
Well, that ain't what you said in your full-page ad. It says no reasonable offer refused. And I think $500 to take that rinky-dink outfit off your hands is more than reasonable.
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the telephone company and the $8 I was going to pay for the ad.
Just make the check out to Haney Telephone Company.
I think you're right, Mr. Douglas.
How about to?
Yes, they are.
That's very...
You better get the picking crew in.
Yeah. Where's Kimball and his two-way radio?
I don't know. Mr. Drucker usually knows where he is.
I'll call him. You start picking.
Yes, sir.
Haney Telephone Company, good morning.
Oh, hello, Mr. Haney. How's it going?
Just fine. Is anything else you want to know?
No.
Then I'll just put you down for 50 cents.
What for?
You ask how everything was going, and that comes under the heading of information, and all information calls are 50 cents.
How can you charge 50 cents for information?
It'll cost you another 50 cents for the information on how I can charge 50 cents for information.
Get me Mr. Drucker.
Station to station or person to person?
What are you talking about?
Are you asking for information?
No.
Well, it sounded to me like you was. Why don't we just split the difference and I'll put you down for a quarter?
How can you possibly charge... No, let me rephrase that. Drucker's is a local call.
Not since I rezoned the valley.
You rezoned the valley?
In answer to your 50-cent question, yes.
Get me Drucker's.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Drucker.
I'm sorry, your 3 minutes are up. That'll be another $2.
$2? That's highway robbery. I haven't even talked to Mr. Drucker. I've been talking to you.
It don't make no difference who you talk to. It's $2 for 3 minutes.
Look, you... Oh, Mr. Drucker.
Yes, sir?
Do you know where...
I'm sorry, your 3 minutes are up. That'll be another $2.
Don't tell me it was 3 minutes. It couldn't have been more than 10 seconds. All I said was, do you know where... Wait a minute!
I'm sorry about that. My bonger went off half-cocked.
Haney, what are you trying to pull?
That'll be 50 cents on your bill, Sam.
Look, Haney, I ain't gonna pay you any 50 cents for...
Now, whose bill do I put that last bong on?
Forget it. I'll find Mr. Kimball myself.
Oliver, is this one ripe?
Yes.
What about this one?
Don't you know anything about picking tomatoes?
No, I never did any tomato picking, just lint picking.
What?
Well, when my father owned the Budapest Dry Cleaning Company, I used to pick the lint out of the pants pockets before he pressed them.
Keep picking.
What happened to all those pickers you were gonna get?
By the time I found Kimball, they were all working.
It's gonna take us 3 weeks to pick these and...
Stop pushing!
Move!
Now see here, Fred.
You heard him, move.
Hello, Mr. Haney.
Just keep picking. What's going on here?
You need some help?
I certainly do.
Start picking, honey.
Now, see here.
It's either that or the tar and feathers.
Tar and feathers?
Hey, we're teaching Haney a lesson for trying to gouge the valley with those phone calls.
I wasn't gouging. Now, I'll admit I got a little over-anxious with my bonger.
What's a bonga?
Keep picking. Look, I do need his help, but he ought to be back at the phone company.
Oh, he decided to give that up.
You mean you found someone stupid enough to take over?
We sure have. Give him the keys, Haney.
What?
Oh, hang on!
Nice
oh.
to have you back at the helm.
I don't want to be back.
Three cheers for El Presidente!
Ole! Ole! Ole!
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.